Tonight, I want to talk to you just about the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd. You know, there's a passage in John, the 10th chapter, and it talks about us being sheep. And that means all of us. It's not just, not necessarily just those of us who are in the body of Christ, but all of us. He refers to us as sheep. As sheep. And the Bible says as well that Jesus knows his sheep. It says he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. The Bible says that he is the shepherd. And only the shepherd comes into the sheep pen to take care of his sheep. And it also says that the sheep recognize his voice. And even when we're not living for God, or walking with the Lord, when God begins to speak to us, we know that voice from every other voice that is spoken to us, from the voice of our friends or our family. There's something about when God speaks to us, we know that it's a voice that's something other than this world, that it's someone greater than you or I. But they recognize him and they come to him. It says that he gathers us and he leads us. The Bible says after he gathered his flock, he walks what ahead of them. And they follow him because they know his voice. Those that went down in the waters of baptism today, God has gathered them together. And he's now going ahead of them and he's leading them. And they hear him and they follow the shepherd's voice. The Bible also says that they won't follow a stranger. It says they will run from him because they don't know his voice. It goes on to say that when he shared this illustration with some people that he was talking to, that they didn't understand what he meant. See, there's a difference when we begin to walk and follow Jesus Christ. When we begin to respond to his voice, we don't respond to the other voices that we've heard before. There's not a lot of confusion about really who is speaking to us. And so these people he was speaking to, they didn't understand what he was saying. And he began to explain to them. He said, I tell you the truth. I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me were thieves and robbers. And so tonight I want to talk a little bit more just about the stranger and the robber. Many times in our lives, we have allowed strangers to lead us. We have allowed strangers to speak their truths into our lives. And instead of running from them, we have embraced the things that they've said to us. And so clearly the Bible is saying that as sheep we should run when we hear a stranger speaking to us. And his voice we shouldn't follow. But so many of us growing up, we learned about God, you know, and there was a seed planted in your heart. And that seed is indestructible. It's not going anywhere. It's going to be there. But what we began to do, maybe when we were younger, we loved to go to church or we had an encounter with the Lord and we knew that there was just something so special about God. No matter where you had that encounter, maybe you had that encounter in a church that wasn't like this, but there was something about it that you knew God was real and what was going on around you was something to be cherished and honored. But then what began to happen is that, you know, strangers began to speak to you. And instead of running from what they were saying, we began to listen to what strangers were saying to us. Even though we really didn't know them, we really didn't know their intentions, but somehow we began to listen to these strangers in our lives. Then the Bible talks about how if anyone tries to come in any other way other than through the gate where the shepherd is keeping the sheep, that he is what? A thief and a robber. Amen. And some of us have had robbers and thieves to come in. And what did they begin to do? They began to try to take things from us. Things that God promised to us. Things that God died to give us. They tried to come in and take those things from us. They tried to take what? Our purity away from us. Our innocence away from us. They tried to take our peace of mind away from us. Tried to take away your sense of self away from you. Thieves and robbers that have come into the sheep's pen and tried to steal and rob. The Bible also says that the thief's only purpose is what? To rob, to steal, to destroy. So we had the stranger come in and tell us things that weren't necessarily what the shepherd was trying to tell us. And then we had the robber come in and try to rob us of the things that God had promised. These are promises that God has made to you and me. The Bible goes on to say, he says, but the true sheep didn't listen. He said, yes, I am the gate. He said, those who come in through me, what will be saved. Amen. That there was safety in Christ Jesus. Amen. They will go, come and go freely and will find what? Good pasture. They will find provision. They will find a place of rest. They will find safety. The thief's purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. But my purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. Amen. Amen. The baby's saying amen. Amen. So here we see the damage that the thief comes in to do in our lives, but that the shepherd's purpose in our life is to take care of the sheep, is to make sure that the sheep are protected, is to make sure that the sheep is able to go in and come out freely, freely. Freely in, freely out, and to find good pasture and provision. He said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd, what? He sacrifices his life for the sheep. He'll do whatever he has to do to protect you and I. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So glad tonight that the good shepherd did whatever he had to do to protect me. That he was willing to give his life so that what? That I would live. Thank God for that. I thank God that the good shepherd was patient with me. And even when I kept trying to run out of the sheepfold, he just kept going after me and rescuing me and bringing me back in. The good shepherd. When we're in places that we know we don't need to be, in relationships that we know we don't need to be in, looking at things that we know we don't need to be looking at, but the good shepherd is willing to sacrifice himself for the sheep. He's willing to go wherever we may be and rescue us. The good shepherd is not a hired hand. He has an investment made in every sheep that's in the sheepfold. See, the hired hand, you know, you ever have people who are there for you, you know, for a season, or as long as you're doing something that benefits them. See, the hired hand is just like, he's watching the sheep, but he has nothing invested in the sheep. He's just watching them. And as long as he's being paid to take care of them, he'll watch them. But if it comes down to a choice between you or him, you're on your own. You're on your own. But the good shepherd is not a hired hand. The good shepherd has invested into our lives, and not only invested into our lives, but he's willing to do whatever he needs to do to make sure that we're safe. And if the wolf comes, if the enemy comes in, if the stranger comes in, if the robber comes in, the good shepherd doesn't leave you stranded. The good shepherd stays there, and he defends you, and he fights for you, and he protects you. He said, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and they know me. So I sacrifice my life for the sheep. Jesus sacrificed his life for you and I. He had to go to a cross and suffer. Suffering that no one had ever suffered before. Just so that he would protect us. So that he would make a way for us to not only know him, but to also walk in victory and to have power over the things that came in to try to rob and steal from us. He died on the cross. He overcame so that you and I also would be able to overcome the habits, the things, the lies that were spoken over us. God said, no, I'm a good shepherd. I'm going to lead you into good pasture. I'm going to take care of you. I'm the real deal. I'm not like those others. I'm not like the stranger, and I'm definitely not a robber. He said, I'm coming because I want you to have life, a satisfying life. A life that's not dependent on how someone treats you or what someone can give you. No, because in me is everything that you need. There's nothing that anyone else can give you that I can't provide. He's saying, I will fully satisfy you. And all those other things that used to satisfy you in the past, he said, they were all false, but I'm the real deal. I'm the real deal. And we can stand here and say today, and so many of you in here can witness and testify that all the years of trying and striving and looking, as the young man said, seeking for things that would satisfy and for happiness, that God came in, Jesus came in, and he satisfied our every need. He loved us like no one else could love us. He forgave us like no one else could forgive us. He brought us back into relationship with him. When we thought we had gone too far and we couldn't come back, Jesus said, no, I'm here, I'm watching, I'm waiting. I want to give you exactly what you need. I will take care of you. I will provide for you. I'll give my life for you. Whatever I have to do, I'll do it. I'm willing to do it. So all I'm asking you today is, the good shepherd is speaking to you tonight. Will you come near to him? Come near to him tonight. He's offering you a satisfying life. He's offering you joy unspeakable and full of glory. He's offering you a love that no one else could give you. He's offering you today freedom from any type of bondage or sin that you feel that you have found yourself caught up in, God said, I want to give you freedom tonight. He said, my sheep hear my voice. Can you hear his voice tonight? Can you hear his voice tonight? Pleading with you to come back into the sheepfold. And maybe you've never been in that place. He's saying, come in. There's safety here. There's safety here for you. There's purpose for your life. There's a future for you here. Jesus is speaking to you tonight. He said, my sheep hear my voice. I believe that God is speaking to so many of us here tonight. He's just wanting you to come. Draw near to him. Draw near to him. I'm going to ask the worship team to come back. Hallelujah. God is going after so many of you in here tonight. He's been trying to, just like the young man shared in his testimony, how he had a friend that just stayed on him, kept calling him, was nagging him, annoying him. But for some of you here today, God has been doing that with you. He's been pleading with you. He's been going after you. He's been speaking to you. And you've heard him. All you have to do is respond. And just let him do the rest. Let God do the rest. Let Jesus take care of everything for you. That's what the shepherd does. If the sheep is sick, he takes care of the sheep. If someone comes after the sheep, he protects the sheep. Let God be your shepherd tonight. He's a good shepherd. He's a good shepherd. Can you all stand with me? If you hear Jesus speaking to you tonight, don't resist him. Just come. Just come to him. Just come to him. There's a song we used to sing. It just says, come unto Jesus while there is time. Come unto Jesus. Just make up your mind. He will make your life brand new. Come to Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. For those of you that are standing here today, I know that you come because you're responding to the shepherd's voice. It's not my voice. It's the shepherd's voice. Jesus is speaking to your heart. And I just want to pray a simple prayer with you today. Those that have responded, Jesus wants to come in. He wants to change you. He wants to make your life new. He wants to show you that he can be trusted. And he'll watch over you and he'll protect you. And some of us have been protecting and watching over ourselves for so long, we don't understand what it is to allow God to do that for us. But he said he'll do it. He'll do it. He'll do it. I'm just going to lead you in a prayer tonight. And you can just say it with me. It's not about the words that we're saying, but it's about what's happening in your heart. Just say it from your heart. Dear Jesus, I hear your voice. And I'm coming to you tonight because I need you. I need your protection. I need your leading. I need you to take control of my life. I surrender everything to you. And I'm asking you, Jesus, to come into my heart and change me from the inside out. Make me into what you created me to be. Lord Jesus, I bend my knee to you. Thank you for your sacrifice on the cross of Calvary. Thank you for dying for my sin, for paying the penalty for my wrong, so that I can have a relationship with you. Now, Lord, lead me and guide me and show me what my life was really intended to be. Walk with me, Jesus, and keep me, I pray. Lord, I'm sorry.
Lord, I'm sorry.
For anything that I've done, that you weren't pleased with. But I'm willing to be taught what it is to live a life that honors you. In Jesus' name, amen.